Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is your host, The Passion Entrepreneur. How are you doing? This is Ken, The Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer. Thank you for listening in. I want to show you how to maximize your profits and your business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability, and we share with you the new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Listen, learn, enjoy, and share. We're going to bring up, as soon as I get my switchboard up, as soon as it comes up, we're going to share with you Ted Daywalt. He's with Bet Jobs. But in the meantime, while I'm waiting to get my switchboard up, we're going to tell you a little bit about Ted Daywalt. First of all, let's talk about some questions that I'm going to pose. Why is a military veteran a great asset for corporate America and small business? Another question, is the United States headed for recession? Pretty good question. People are talking about that now. What can small business do to protect themselves to continue to prosper? And where are the employment opportunities? I am having some technical difficulties here trying to bring up my switchboard. I can't bring up my switchboard. I can't bring on Ted Daywalt. So as I work through that, and I'm amazed that it's not coming up. So hang on, Ted. See if I can get you going. In a minute here. So anyway, let me go ahead and introduce Ted Daywalt. We're talking to Ted Daywalt, Bet Jobs, the premier job board for military veterans. You can access his website at betjobs.com. That's www.betjobs.com. He's a survivor of the dot-com bust. His company has excelled in placing thousands, about 17,000 military veterans in well-paying jobs in great industries. So, why is Ted so successful? As soon as we get the board up, we'll be able to answer that. Since 1999, Ted has been the CEO and president of BetJobs, a leading military job internet job board. BetJobs has ranked as a top recruiting site on the internet by Whittles and Workforce Management. So following 7 years of active military service, as a plant manager in the steel industry, he later became a regional manager for a steel company in Cleveland, Ohio, with the responsibility of three plants and trading operations in 1982, returned to Atlanta, Georgia, and joined a major electric company as its economic development field officer, responsible for locating companies to Georgia and directing training and international sales. And so as, let's see if I can, again, bring up my switchboard. I'm having challenges bringing up the switchboard. And if we can't bring it up, we'll have to reschedule Ted. Let's do that. It is not coming up. So what I'm going to do is if I can get the switchboard up so I can direct it and bring Ted on to the conversation, we'll do that. In the meantime, let's talk about passionate entrepreneurs. What would a passionate entrepreneur do? What would a passionate entrepreneur do? I always talk about principles for profitability and what you should strive for. Well, let me give you some key things that everybody, if you're a passionate entrepreneur, by the way, should have. Number one, seek to discover your true passion and understand why you're in business. Key point, you got to understand why you're in business and what is your true passion and go after your passion. People want to work with people that are passionate about what they do. So number one, in profitability principles, be passionate about what you do and understand why you're doing this business. Number two, seek to become a student of entrepreneurship and learn the fundamentals of business success. You've got to learn the fundamentals. What are the fundamentals? Leads. You need to convert those leads, those prospects, those suspects into clients. Number three, you've got to sell something. You've got to increase your average sale, and you've got to increase your sales. Four, what's so very, very important is you've got to control your cost. Control your cost and reduce your expenses because that has an effect on your profit margin. You cannot, absolutely, you cannot be profitable unless you control your cost and your expenses. Number three, learn the principles of profitability. That's what we're talking about today, learning the principles of profitability. Here are the keys I talked about. You got to control your costs, reduce your expenses, improve your conversion rate, increase your average sale, and the numbers, improve your lead generation activities and your prospect database. And you need to create systems for your business. Okay, you got it so far. So we're on number three. Let's go to number four. Always monitor your daily activities. You got to. You just can't run back and forth from appointment to appointment, pick up the phone. You've got to monitor your daily activities and ask yourself this question. Is what I am doing right now profitable for me and my business? I repeat. Always monitor your daily activities and ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now profitable for me and my business? Okay. The next one, adopt the principles of servant leadership. Now, servant leadership talks about how you can lead from behind. It says, how can I coach these people to success? Not give them all the answers, but give them enough flexibility and freedom to move forward. And also, it speaks to choosing your clients and customers wisely and also choosing your employees wisely. Not everybody fits. Not everybody should work for a particular company. You have to have the right fit to join companies. And employers and entrepreneurs need to select the right people. Get the right people on the bus. The next one. Always review your business numbers every week. You got to do that. You need to review your business numbers. And understand what your performance indicators are. You know, some of those performance indicators, your numbers could be your sales, your average sale, the number of clients, the number of appointments, number of closes, number of prospects that you have. So you have to look at your numbers, your business numbers. It's so very, very critical. And while I'm doing that, let me see if I can bring up the switchboard. And if we can, we'll move forward. If we can't, we'll bring Ted on. Now, I'll continue to talk about the principles of profitability. For some reason, it is still down. So we'll keep going. when we talk about business numbers, and what's important is, I talked about leads and conversion rate. The next thing I'm talking about is that profit margin. That's another critical number, your profit margin. People don't know what the profit margin is. I'll give you the formula. You add up all of your sales, your gross sales. You total up all your total expenses, and then you subtract your total expenses from your sales, and then divide that number by your total sales. That makes sense? That will give you your profit margin. And what that means is it comes out to be a percentage. For every dollar that you take in, that certain percentage will be your profit margin. So say, for instance, you have a profit margin of 20%. That means that's pretty much the average, unless you're in those least performing, underperforming industries. But your profit margin, if your profit margin is 20%, that means that you, for every dollar you take in, you're keeping 20%. 20%. Okay? So let's go on to the next one. Another thing that you should consider is challenging yourself. Challenge yourself and seek to learn new ideas and strategies and technology to improve your business skills and your business. If you want to be a passionate entrepreneur, if you want to be profitable, you've got to challenge yourself. Embrace the unknown. Everybody knows the known, and they're afraid to take that step forward and learn new ideas and strategies. You've got to do that. If you don't do that, then your business will be in jeopardy, and it will not continue to grow. Things always change. That's always a fact of life, change and taxes. But you have to seek to challenge yourself and learn new ideas and strategies and use this technology to improve your business. So how are we doing so far? Let's keep going. Another thing is if you want to be profitable in your business, listen or watch an audio or video podcast every week. Learn something new. Okay, so that's kind of like the same thing of reading a book. I recommend that you read at least 15 minutes a day, maybe even 30 minutes a day, and hold on to that. It could be a book, it could be a website, it could be an article. So you got that. So listen or watch an audio or video podcast every week. The next one is read a book, at least 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day. And the next, and you might think I'm a little off base here, but I think you should strive to stay physically fit and commit to regular exercise routine. You got to do that. You got to stay fit. It's brutal out here when you're in business. And if you don't stay fit, you're not mentally ready. You're not going to be able to get that sale when you need it or overcome that objection or make that next phone call or close that deal, which is so important. So you got to stay physically fit. Here's another principle I have for profitability. Another one is define your weekly money-producing hours and seek to spend that time serving clients, telemarketing, conducting first calls, data gathering, and solution presentation appointments. Okay? You have to understand where your money hours. When do you make your money? When is the best time for you and you to make a connection with your clients, strategic partners, your prospects? So what are your money hours? Mine are 8 to about 10. I stop, well, actually about 8 to 9:30, and then I stop and I do some admin or exercise or work out. I don't get back on the phone until like 10:30, 11 o'clock to 12, maybe 12:31. And then I shut it down for another hour or 2 hours, do admin, take a nap, eat, whatever. Then I come back about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I'll call for another 2 hours. Now, if I don't have any appointments, then I'm calling. If I do have appointments, then I'm with my clients or great prospects. So you got to look at your money hours and look at the time that you spend, because that's going to produce your money and your profits. Here's another one that I thought would be critical, and this is what I get from being in business for, I guess, over, 20-some-odd years, is that you've got to accomplish your work, do it in two-hour time blocks. Two-hour time blocks. I know it sounds kind of, Why 2 hours? One for 30 minutes, I can do it, write a letter, then I'm going to be on the phone for another 30 minutes. No. Set it out and say, okay, I'm going to commit to 1 hour, ideally 2 hours calling. I'm going to commit to 1 or 2 hours writing. I'm going to commit to 1 or 2 hours reading. I'm going to commit 1 to 2 hours being with my clients, service calls, first call appointments, closings. Look at the time that you spend. So I would recommend accomplish your work in 2 hour time blocks. Okay, 2 hour time blocks. And this will enhance your time management skills. It increases your profitability, your efficiency, your effectiveness, and your productivity. Okay. Make sense? All right. Let's see if there's anyone else. Those are pretty good. So those are my principles for profitability. Those are my principles for profitability. Let me see again if I can bring up the switchboard. If I can't, we'll continue on. We'll probably end the call pretty quickly. But, yeah. It's not coming up. So we'll have to reschedule Ted. And probably Ted's listening. And we can't bring him up, so I apologize for that. But that is the principles for profitability. So let me run down them again. Seek to discover your true passion and understand why you are in business. Okay? Number two, seek to become a student of entrepreneurship and learn the fundamentals of business success. Three, be committed to learning the principles of profitability. The principles are control your cost, reduce your expenses, improve your conversion rate, increase your average sale, increase the number of sales, improve your lead generation activities and your prospect database or your suspect database. Create success systems for your business. Here's the next one. Always monitor your daily activities and ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now profitable for me and my business? Here's the next one. Seek to adopt the principles of servant leadership. Okay. The next one is always review your business numbers every week. Always review your business numbers every week. Next, what are those business numbers? Leads, conversion rate, average sale, number of sales, profit margin, closings, the number of people that you call. I can go on and on. And now what are your key performance indicators? Look at those also. The next thing is challenge yourself and seek to learn new ideas and strategies and technology to improve your business and your business skills. The next, listen, watch an audio or video podcast every week, or a video every week. You got to do that. The next one is read at least 15 minutes every day. 15 minutes every day, 30 minutes or an hour. Books, a book, a website, an article will do. The next, stay physically fit and commit to regular exercise. You got to do that. You got to keep fresh. You got to stay strong for that sale. The next is define your weekly money-producing hours and seek to spend that time serving clients, telemarketing, conducting first call, data gathering, and solution presentation. The next, accomplish your work in 2 hour time blocks. And this will enhance your time management skills. It will increase your profitability, your effectiveness, your efficiency, and your productivity. So there you have it. Those are the principles for profitability. I've talked about them a little bit. I put them in writing, and I'm sharing them with you now. So there you have it. Apologize for the technical difficulties, not being able to bring Ted up. We'll bring him back next week. But so that's the show. So what have you learned today? Probably the principles of profitability. And more importantly, how will you apply what you've learned? Specifically, what action steps are you going to implement today, not tomorrow, but today, to improve your business? And how will that increase your productivity and your profitability? So if you're looking for a second opinion to maximize your business opportunity, you want to learn new best practices in profitability, you want to learn some new ideas and strategies, hope you learned something today. Or if you got a question, you've got an idea, a topic of interest that you'd like the Passion Entrepreneur to share online or on this show, just give me a call and just contact me via the podcast email. So E3C, if you're looking for good ideas, we've got over 350 ideas. We've got about 60 different topics that we can teach entrepreneurs about. And we've got about 95 quizzes, surveys, forms, and business and sales aids. And also, too, don't forget the networking session that we do on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9. Last year, we connected over 500 business-to-business connections. And then this year, we've connected about 130 business-to-business connections. So we meet every Tuesday online from 8 to 9 in the morning. So anyway, if you listen to this program on Blog Talk or my podcast page, please rate and comment on the show, because I get lots of hits. I get over 500 to 700 hits per week off of the show. So put your comment in. Don't be afraid to put your website in, and that's a way to promote your show. But when you rate us, you can rate us on Technorati, Dig, Delicious, StumbleUpon. Please do. And again, if you like this podcast, please share with a friend or business associate who wants to improve their profitability. I'm sure there's a few people out there. And again, check out the website, Smart Advantage Coaching, e3c.podomatic.com and e3ctypepad.com and the e3c passionentrepreneur.pb wiki. That's my wiki page. And then also the business resources section, which is my-business-community.com. And don't forget the network, which is mybusinesscommunity.ning. So again, this is the Passion Entrepreneur, Ken. Dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, and stay profitable. Thank you, Brian Hunley, for the new wine music, for providing the bumper music as we brought you in. And now, have a great Friday, have a pleasant Easter, and we'll see you next week.